you so much for watching today with Marilyn and Sarah. One of the things I love about our program is how God makes the truths in His Word so practical for our daily living. And the truth of it is, God wants us to be successful and have very vibrant, effective lives. If you're watching right now and there's an area where you're struggling, it could be in your health, it could be with your family, it could be in your relationships, could be work or school, get on the phone. We would love to pray for you, or get on our website. One of the things I love about our website is it's 24/7. So it's easy for you to leave a prayer request. We grab it, we pray for it, and God just does absolutely incredible things. And one of the favorite guests that we have on our program from time to time is Dr. Bob.
Thank you, ladies, for having me.
It's always love to have you.
We are thrilled.
You are a treat.
It's always a pleasure. All these ideas.
It is. And, you know, Dr. Bob, this is your latest and greatest.
Yes, it was really a blessing.
Oh, my goodness. Called 1 minute a day to a healthier you. I love it because it's short.
The front of it, too, has a little apple with the clock, and it was so subliminal.
Nice.
An apple a day.
Nice. That's... And it's one, basically, it's one entry a day. So a page a day keeps the doctor away? No.
For advice, it's always good to have advice, but it's kind of interesting. This is almost like the social media generation. It's about the capacity of a lot of people's minds. Today, that's what we're going to be talking about now, is memory. And I think, you know, one of the areas about memory is it doesn't make any almost difference who you are. Socioeconomic, Alzheimer's and dementia could literally impact anybody. Mm-hmm. But what I've learned, and I've been practicing for nearly 40 years now, it does not... There are rules. I don't like I use the word rules. There are principles. If you follow the principles, you win. If you don't follow the principle, there are consequences. Mm-hmm. And then there's collateral damage. Don't you just love all these words that we have today? Well, memory is your brain. And it's the one universal area that I don't think that we totally know what to do with. So I'm going to give you the skinny on what I would do for memory. And I can tell you what I have to appreciate from you, Marilyn, is all these books that you've memorized. I know the first time I heard you speak and you're rattling all this stuff, I thought, oh my gosh, she has a little recorder in the background. You know, it's just awesome the way the Lord has used the word for your memory.
Yeah.
And I think today that people don't exercise their memory enough because they have their Bible in their on their phone in their pocket. But I was recently reading Art Magazine and they had a test for memory. They said one of the last fragrances that you lose is the fragrance of peanut butter. So they suggest you take the lid off with your eyes closed and have somebody wave it around, and you should be able to smell the essence of the peanut butter within 12 inches of your nose. And if you don't, it's not that you have an issue, because we want to say all this in love, but it could be a body signal that you may have a zinc deficiency. Because zinc is important for a part of your brain called the hippocampus. And if you don't remember what I just said, because you're going to want to call up Aunt Betty and say it's the hippopotamus, but it's really the hippocampus is the portion of your brain that has to do with memory, and it needs zinc. Now, signs of zinc deficiency, white spots on your nails, large pores on your face. Those are body signals of a need for zinc. Now, what takes zinc out of the body is wheat and soy. So wheat and soy, I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm saying it's in love. But wheat and soy deplete the body of zinc.
So when you talk about peanut butter, I mean, that's almost the holy grail.
So what do you replace it with?
Well, I don't eat peanut butter. I use almond butter. And I actually use 2 tablespoons of almond butter every day. And I put it on a rice or a corn cake with coconut oil. Coconut oil is good for cognitive memory also, but probably one of the most underlooked foods on the planet. And you know, there's like hundreds of variations of avocados. You know, you go to the store and think, I'll have an avocado. Well, there's all kinds. There's even, I think, there's just lots of them. I was gonna say Jerusalem avocado, but it's a Jerusalem artichoke, I think.
Yes.
Okay, this avocado has more potassium in it than bananas do. It has fiber in it, but it has something in it called carnitine. Carnitine is for cognitive memory, cognitive behavior. So this is a good fat. I want you to think of avocado as olive oil, but it's in a food. I eat 1/4 of avocado every day on my salad. And you can make guacamole. You don't, when you make guacamole, you could add some onions to it and some other. Sure. You don't have to add any mayonnaise or anything. You could just have mashed avocado is good for you.
When I was growing up, my dad, he would always get an avocado and take a little tiny spoonful and put it on like a saltine. You could pick something different than a saltine, like a rice cracker or something like that. Yeah. But we grew up eating those little snacks. And now my kids are like, oh, can I have one of those? And they just think that's the best thing in the world.
Well, I have to go back to yourself, Sarah, because one time that you and I were talking, I now think of you every day because I take the pit out of the avocado because you did a message on the avocado. And I think I actually thought about you the other day and I thought, what if I would have never, I could have cut my hands if I didn't learn how to do that. That was good.
I like the fact that you put this in here very briefly because sometimes people say, I can't read a whole book. Although I feel there are certain books you must have for resource. I mean, this is not a book you read through.
No.
This is a resource book.
One
and so it's a lifetime book. But these little quickie things, you know, I like this. Exercise for life. Regular exercise promotes efficient burning of blood sugar. Muscles need fuel to perform their purpose. And so, you know, you need that little spark to get up and walk or get up and do something. These are sparks that keep us healthy. These are sparks that can make us wealthy. We don't have to pay so much to be healthy. And if you haven't called in and gotten both of them, you need to. And you need to get your children and your grandchildren hooked on it. Because, folks, we don't want our grandchildren dying prematurely. We want them to be healthy. This is God's will that we be healthy. He's Jehovah Rapha. So pick up the phone, call in, leave your prayer request. We'd love to hear from you.
Now, there's another oil, because you talked about olive oil, but Dr. Bob, there's another one that you have there, and what is that?
This is flax oil, and we talk about flax oil in Dr. Bob's Guide to Stop ADHD in 18 Days because there's a fat that this oil becomes. It's called DHA, and DHA is a long-chain fat, and recently it's been reported that they're just coming, like we've known this for years and years and years. This fat will become a fat in your brain. Well, we can literally test people. We can forecast them the direction, the road they're going. So it's not uncommon for us to have somebody come in that never uses any kind of oil at all. And the oil level when we test them is low. By supplementing with flax oil, eating avocados, it steps in the right direction to be healthy. I'm going to go back to the book for just a moment. This book is divided. This was, the Lord told me to write this book, by the way. He woke me up, it was woke up and said, there's 18 sections of this book. It starts with water. For 21 days, we talk about water. 21 days breakfast. I mean, Jesus fed his disciples fish for breakfast.
Right.
Okay, so every 21 days, there's a new tip. So most of the time, people, oh, it's so hard, Dr. Bob, to be healthy. Oh, shut up. Read the book, because at the end of the year, you are going to get the nuggets that you need. So it's not hard. You know, you just have to pray for discipline. Discipline is freedom.
Sure. You know, coming on the flax oil, how do you use it?
Well, you can use flax. You don't want to heat flax oil. That's probably a very important point we want everybody to know. This can go up to about 300 degrees. You can saute with olive oil. This is always used cold. You could put this on your beet fiber. You could put this on your salad. You could take it down the hatch. I prefer down the hatch because I just like the way it tastes. I know it's kind of weird, but I like it.
It tastes nutty.
Yeah. Very good. You guys did it at the same time.
I like it.
And you put it on your salad. It's really nice.
Yeah. And this has lignans in it. The lignans are supposedly the area of the flax oil that helps prevent cancer. Even we don't want to necessarily go there, but we store this upside down in our refrigerator. We store the bottom. And the lignans are just like a real nutty, nice taste.
So let me ask this, though, because, you know, you're talking about fat. And in our society, fat kind of is bad. But you're talking about fat being good as it relates to your brain. Walk me through that.
Well, I believe that a long time ago, they felt that people were having heart attacks because of red meat and cheese. And so we could talk about just heart in itself, but your brain needs oil. And probably the most biggest misconception we've had since the late 1970s was fat phobia. Well, we're living the consequences of that now. We're having low-fat diets with lots of sugar in it. We're having low-fat, which is affecting the brain. Mm-hmm. Fat is your friend if you eat the right fat. Flax oil is probably the very best, and or virgin olive oil.
That is so interesting. Now I'm going to put a plug in for scripture.
Okay.
Because I like what you put a scripture in here every day. And I like to meditate on the word. I think it quickens your brain, gives you clarity of thinking, excellent recall. So this is practical physically. It's also practical spiritually, which affects you. So thank you for putting the scripture in here. Key for you to get it. Call now. Get it? And of course, call in for anything you need healing for. We believe the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. That's what the Bible teaches, and that's what God's will is for you.
And what's cool between the two of you, I mean, we obviously need the what we eat, our digestion, all of that stuff. It affects our thinking. But what's great is a combination of both, because you're both saying that they work together, that the Bible works with your brain and food works with your brain. And it's a combination of both that makes very supernatural results.
I'll leave with this thought. When the dove went out from the ark and came back, what did it have in its mouth?
An olive leaf.
Is that important or is that important?
Yes. Sure.
So there's a lot of significance with that. So I use olive oil on a regular basis. Olive oil is the best.
Yep, totally. And so, and you talk about that in the Optimal Guide to Health, as well as 1 minute to a healthier you. So make sure you hop on the phone, get on the website, grab a couple of these. You look at them and you're like, well, you know, you want to pass them around to your friends. You and I both know, we exchange recipes. I have friends, hey, give me that recipe, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's exchange health. Let's give somebody the gift of good health and really make an investment for their future. We'll be right back in just a few seconds.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob DeMaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise, secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
You were created on purpose for a purpose, but do you know what that purpose is? My grandmother Marilyn Hickey's newest book, Seven Spiritual Gifts, will help you find that purpose. Based out of Romans 12, this book will help you to not only recognize your individual motivational gifts, but best live a life that helps you to walk in the purpose that God has for you. Go ahead and go on our website to get your copy of this book today. It will change your life. Hey, I want you to come with us on Marilyn Hickey Ministries' Footsteps of Paul tour this fall. We will be traveling to Italy, Greece, and Turkey, looking at many of the churches that Paul went to and where he wrote most of the epistles. We will be traveling by land, air, and sea on this once-in-a-lifetime tour, and it's perfect for you and your family. Spots are limited, so visit our website to apply today. Come join me. I cannot wait to see you.
Do you see all this food here? Does it make you hungry? You say, well, some of it does, some of it doesn't. And some of it is super good for us, but some of the choices we make are not so good with food. And of course, it ends up around our waist. It ends up in parts of our body. We don't need to have it. And we don't feel well. We don't function as well. And that's why I'm so glad Dr. Bob is with us. And do you know, you've been a partner since the 80s?
That's right.
That's awesome.
The last millennium.
And aren't you happy?
Oh, yeah.
Has God really prospered you?
Oh, bless me beyond what you can imagine.
Yeah. And so I encourage you, you know, of course, get the things we're offering today. Of course, watch carefully. But it's a wise decision to be a partner to me and Sarah. So call us and say, I want to be a partner. because I know the blessings come on you from being a partner to this ministry. Now today, share with us what we're doing in this time.
Well, what's kind of interesting is so much has changed in America since around the mid-1990s when seeds were hybridized, and that means that they were genetically altered. Now, in the Word, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 or 12, God specifically said to eat food from seed-bearing plants. Mm-hmm. That means they should grow up, go back into the ground, and reproduce themselves. Hybridized seeds, or seeds that have been altered through whatever chemical means or virus means, they don't reproduce themselves. So anytime you put something in your body that's been modified, there are consequences to choices. So what I want to talk about today is a new epidemic that's going on in America today. It's the whole issue with gluten. Now, wheat itself, because it talks about wheat in the Word, and I'm not saying that wheat is bad, but what we have done to wheat is we've really altered it. And we have a lot of individuals that come into our practice that have gluten sensitivity. So gluten is the protein that's found on rye, wheat, oat, and barley. And some people would maybe argue a little bit with oat, but it's rye, wheat, and barley. And as a side note, barley is used to make caramel. Caramel coloring in soda pop could cause chronic allergies. That's just like a little freebie for everybody out there.
Yeah.
Now, here's the issue. Gluten. Now, I know when I was a kid, in the late 1950s and early 60s, we always had art at 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon at school. It was probably the time the kids were crazy. And whatever they do is they wanted you to bring flour in and paper, and what we always put paper mache around a balloon. What people don't realize is the glue or the gluten for that was in the flour, because gluten is in the flour, which makes it pasty. So what happens to us today, there's so much gluten in the genetically engineered seeds that it impacts our digestion. This is why gluten can be an issue for someone. So I wanted to have a visual for people to understand. So in your intestines, you have something called villi, and there are just lots of villi in your intestinal wall where the minerals and the nutrients get absorbed into. So this happens to be a standard type of school glue. And so what I want you to think of as this whole issue, and I don't want it to spill out too much, but I want you to see what's going to happen is this gluten is literally going to coat those little villi there. And I'd smear it right now, but you have the idea that the gluten is going to literally cover that villi so your body cannot absorb minerals. And what's going to happen then are people are going to start having some challenges. So there's a few issues with gluten. Gluten can cause an immediate problem. So when you eat something that has gluten in it, you have digestive distress. But I see some of these real low burning things like chronic allergies, because what's happening is that you're not able to absorb all of the nutrients properly. So we can test for gluten sensitivity. The gluten can actually stress a gland in your body called your adrenal glands. Your adrenal glands help fight off infections. They're a part of your immune system. They give you energy. So I know that most people, they love, America loves bagels. Bagels and cream cheese, bagels, bagels, mm-hmm. bagels. I'm not saying anything against a bagel. But if you eat bagels consistently, it can affect your blood sugar. But you might start noticing some chronic health challenges because of the gluten, and or people just love bread. And sometimes it can cause long-term health challenges.
And we eat bread so frequently. I mean, we think if you think about all the places where we have sandwiches, that's a given. I think about like this, the breakfast stuff that we do. You know, okay, well, I'm going to have a tortilla.
Correct.
Oh, well, that's safe. Well, actually, no, the tortilla, if it's not a corn tortilla, it's made of flour, which is gluten. So mm-hmm. we think about the cereals that we eat, you know, okay, we got this. So, I mean, when we think about gluten, we think about flour, think about wheat. I mean, it's in like all over
it's
the place.
It's permeated every fabric of our environment. And if you've ever been to Europe, which I know that you have traveled around, bread in Europe is different than bread in America. So the new buzz is gluten-free. So I want to talk to everybody about gluten-free right now. So when you go to the store and you see a product and it says gluten-free on it, I want you to turn the package over and I want you to look at the ingredients. A lot of times there are many chemicals in there. Some of those chemicals can be harmful. Some of those chemicals, especially if you cannot pronounce them, are not going to be doing your body a whole lot of good. So I just want you to be aware of what are in gluten-free packages. What I have here, this is rice pasta. It just basically is rice pasta. There's no chemicals added to it. Mm-hmm. So this is the pasta. If you were to come to my house for pasta, we would have this as a serving. Also, another great gluten-free opportunity, and if you notice really close, it's USDA organic, is quinoa. Well, quinoa is from the seeds of a plant that is very similar to spinach. So it's not necessarily coming from a grain like you would think a grain like wheat would be coming from. And I know that quinoa salad, you could do an awful lot with quinoa, with onions and just salad dressing, et cetera, et cetera. I also know that people are wondering, okay, what can I do if I can't have something for breakfast like an egg and toast, which I would love for you to have an egg, a scrambled egg with some vegetables in it maybe, not necessarily that big old piece of bread with the butter oozing off it. But by the way, butter is not bad for you. Butter is definitely, organic salted butter is really good. I know that my wife, Debbie, just loves almond butter on a slice of apple. Because the almond butter is protein, the apple is loaded with fiber, it's loaded with minerals, and it's good for your overall digestion, as we have talked about in the past. Something that I use, and we can share this before the segment is over, either this is a corn cake, once again, it's USDA organic, or a rice cake, and we have in here almond butter and coconut oil. This has roughly not quite 100 calories in it, and I like to eat these frozen. It's a real treat, really? By the way. You put this in the freezer, and then I wake up in the morning, I take these to my office, and it is just luscious. That coconut oil, you know, I used to tell my wife, health food. I used to say to my wife, coconut oil, who wants to eat coconut oil? It is like addictive.
Now, you tell all this in the books,
yes.
Don't you? Now, if you haven't called in and gotten both of the books, this small one is so neat because you can do it at breakfast time. You know, it's going to take you, a couple minutes to read it, and it will help your health in kind of a quickie, practical way. But this is a resource book. You need this for a lifetime. So, you know, you hear all this and you say, well, he talks fast. I can't write it all down. No, you can't. But you can call in and get the books, and that's really, really important to you.
Well, you know, in the book also, we have a food combining chart in there. We have something called a glycemic index in there. See, the glycemic index is how fast some of these items go into your blood sugar system. So like a rice cake, somebody might say, well, he said rice cake. I said rice cake with almond butter on it. A rice cake on its own has a high glycemic index, which means it can impact your blood sugar. The food combining, which is a whole other issue in itself, is you really want to eat vegetables, maybe with the starch. But sometimes some people could have an issue with, you know, a steak and some pasta, pasta being an alkaline and the steak being acid. So we talk about food combining in there. We have a pH chart. So this is actually a tool for wellness. So it's more than just
That's
a Bible.
Excellent.
It's more than a Bible-based devotional. This really is a guide. So you can go into this book and say, geez, I wonder if the glycemic index, like, who cares? But you do care if you're really starting to make the wise choice and make a difference in life. It's a journey.
Have a good life. Now, you told us we could taste that. Are you taking that back?
Well,
so before we finish, because we're almost done. And if you're watching, we're going to have a little sample here. But make sure that you call.
My hands
super
are clean.
Important. Your hands grab are your clean. Copies today.
Yes.
1 minute to a healthier you. And Guide to Optimal Health. Of course, you want to grab these. You can get on the website and pick them up there. Grab a couple of them. Pass them around to your friends. Put them in your book club, your Bible study group, whatever. It's going to be a powerful resource for you to live a healthy, long, vibrant life.
Are you caught in a tug of war between pursuing a healthier lifestyle and settling for average? Did you know that you can build a better you by making a series of simple daily choices? Today, for a gift of $40 or more, you'll receive an updated edition of Dr. Bob DeMaria's Guide to Optimal Health. In this book, you'll learn 365 easy ways to change your diet, improve your sleep, and enhance your exercise, secrets to preventing and dealing with diabetes, cancer, IBS, gallstones, menopause, headaches, and more. You'll also receive Dr. Bob's Bob's brand new 1 minute a day to a healthier you daily devotional. In these 1 minute daily devotionals, Dr. Bob offers bite-sized scriptural insights on how to improve your health and transform your life and empower you to make necessary improvements to be a good steward of the body God has given you. You'll also receive Marilyn and Sarah's new CD, A New You. Learn to release the person of peace, power, prosperity, and purpose that you were reborn to be. God wants you healthy, spirit, soul, and body. Call or click today.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you. The Bible says healing is the bread of the children. So today, I want you to eat some bread, bread of healing. Where do you need healing in your body? Let's believe God for that, because it really is our bread. It was purchased in the atonement. So we need to claim what the Bible says we can have. So I'm going to ask you to put your hand on any area of your body that you need healing. I love to pray for the sick. So put your hand, it's on your, you say, I have 10 things. Put your hand on top of your head. We'll just believe for everything. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I send the word into this body that heals it, delivers it from every destruction. And in Jesus' name, I speak wholeness. Amen. Now, I believe you've received, but you need to act in faith. Don't look for your sickness. Look for your miracle and stand in faith for it. This is very important. Now, this is the way I stand. I not only stand for healing, but health. Because when I look at Jehovah Rapha, it has to do with health. And Moses received the revelation of that name, and he lived to 120. His eye didn't get dim. His natural force was not abated. Why? Because he knew that there was healing and health for him, and he lived in it. So why don't you just call in right now and say, hey, I am believing for healing in my body. Name the place, don't take a long time, and say, I am believing for health. And maybe you have a loved one on your heart who needs healing or who needs health. Then give us those names, and we're going to pray. And just say, Marilyn told me to call in today for healing and health. And we're going to stand in faith and see great miracles.